God, as we come before you this morning, we pray that you will speak your still, small voice into our hearts and our lives, transforming us by the light of your presence to be more and more the people you would have us be. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you like to sit down? It's wonderful to be back with you here in the Nectar of Benefice on this Advent Sunday, and to be here at Home Hale as we celebrate St. Andrew too. How wonderful it was as I arrived, not only the glorious morning, that lovely bright sunshine after yesterday's dull and dismal day, but also to hear the bells ringing, proclaiming the love of God across this parish. I imagine you could probably hear them next. So how wonderful is that? And also brilliant to have music, flute and organ together. Lovely. Thank you very much. And my favourite Advent hymns too, which is wonderful. So as we meet on St. Andrew's Day, we remember that Andrew was one of the first disciples to respond to the call of Jesus to follow him, and that he is also known as the first missionary because he was the one that brought his brother Simon Peter to encounter the Lord. He pointed Simon towards Jesus. Thank you very much for having me here for my presentation. I was in Necton over the summer, where I joined for the ladies' breakfast, and I think I was here in Home Hale. I think it was the harvest celebration just a year ago. So it is good to be back here again. And I'd like to begin by saying a huge thank you to each and every one of you for all that you bring to the life and work of this benefice. And I'd especially like to single out the church wardens, who I will meet with after the service. Church wardens, you as officers of the bishop have a key role in shaping the life and culture of our parishes. And I know that there is much that comes your way, both in terms of practical things, in care for our buildings, and also in governance, which you share with the PCCs as we comply with our legal responsibilities. But church wardens, you are also key to the mission of the church here, to proclaiming the love of Christ and living out the fruits of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. So like St. Andrew, you are key in bringing others to know our Lord and Saviour. So thank you for your commitment to this work and for all that you do in the name of Christ as we work together with Stephen in partnership. I would also, you'll forgive me, like to say a thank you to Stephen. Stephen, thank you for all of your work here in this benefice and across the whole deanery as rural dean. Thank you for all that you do in care of these parishes and in service of our Lord. I know this has been a really tough year, about 18 months or so for you personally, and you and your family continue to be in my prayers. So, to take us to Advent Sunday, which is one of my favourite times of the year, Advent is that time of reflection as we prepare our hearts for the celebrations of Christmas and pledge ourselves afresh to live each day, listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and seeking to work together for the good. Maybe the reason I'm so fond of Advent is because it is one of those seasons which is so easily squeezed out of our calendar. When in our world begins earlier and earlier. I'm sorry if I sound like a real party pooper. I promise I'm not really. But Advent is a quiet, reflective time when we consider what it means for each one of us to be personally drawn towards God. And I think if we lose that, we lose something really precious and important. And not only that, our celebrations at Christmas are diminished as a result. But all the best things are worth waiting for and anticipating. Advent is a season full of longing, of hope and expectation. So let's take a look at our readings. Firstly, we heard verses from chapter 13 of Paul's letter to the Romans, where we are reminded to lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. I've been away on retreat this week, which has been a really precious time. And one of my take-homes from my time away is to consider in my life whether the decisions that I make in the course of every day, when I'm weighing them up, whether one course of action as opposed to another will bring God's kingdom one step closer. That is, in my decision making, will this decision bring more light or darkness? Well, surely bringing light is what we all long for. Our reading from the Gospel of Matthew has a similar theme, that theme of longing, but it is slightly more uncomfortable and personal. None of us can see into the future. None of us know the number of the days we have. And if we put off taking action, putting right those things which so can so easily weigh us down and take up a life of their own, we are in danger of not being prepared, of not being ready. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, and none of us want to live with regrets of those things we meant to do, the person we meant to call or spend more time with, the phone call we meant to make but kept putting off. Life is too short for this, and it's not what we're called to. Jesus said in our gospel reading, if you knew you were going to be burgled, you would have stayed up all night so that your house was not broken into. So be ready, Jesus says. Keep awake, for you do not know the day or the hour that your Lord is coming. Walking in the light is very much the theme then for this season. And it seems to me that darkness is never far away. How easy it is to be sucked into putting down rather than building up. The evil one is always looking for opportunities to bring division. I think that's why I am such an Advent fan. We're intentionally building in those times of reflection. Help us to recenter ourselves on that which matters, on what it means to be children of light, and for us to be a reflection of God's light in the world. And the more time we spend in the light, the easier it is for us to recognise when the darkness begins to creep in. Those pressures in our world that obscure our view, that cause us to get things out of kilter and we're light to dim. Advent wish you all a good and fruitful Advent for as long as you can hang on to it. I pray that God will make us watchful.